Rick Moody, who's perhaps best known for his novel The Ice Storm, has been hailed as one of the best of the younger generation of writers by magazines like Harper's and The New Yorker. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that his writing can win your heart, but like lots of other young men, he's fickle.
The first-person narrators in the best of Rick Moody's short stories published in Demonology remind me a bit of Holden Caulfield. Older, even sadder, nevertheless, Moody's narrators can't quite tamp down their funny enthusiasms, nor do they even try to restrain their loathing of phonies. The first story, The Mansion on the Hill, and the last one, the title one, Demonology, are astonishing. The kinds of stories whose atmosphere and voices haunt you long after you forget other details. The other 11 stories range from entertaining to accomplished to annoying creative writing class finger exercises. No matter. Just as it's worth reading the minor tales in James Joyce's Dubliners to get to the dead, it's worth buying Demonology just to own copies of Moody's two stunners between hardcovers. Like Joyce's The Dead, like it seems 75% of all the literature ever written, Moody's two great short stories are about death. In fact, they have more in common. They're both about the deaths of the narrator's sisters. At first, The Mansion on the Hill threatens to feature one of my least favorite types of characters, the American eccentric, that whimsical fellow, or more rarely, that gal, who teeters on the margins of the mainstream. I was wrong. Granted, Moody's narrator, Andrew, does first appear in a rubber chicken costume, handing out flyers for a fast food joint called Hot Bird. But he has a good excuse. He's reeling from a tragedy. We find out partway through the story that his cherished sister, Eileen, recently died in a car crash on her way to her own wedding rehearsal dinner. Andrew soon lands a better job at the place that gives this story its title. The Mansion on the Hill is a cinder block wedding palace where, Andrew says, we were in the business of spreading joy by any means necessary. We were in the business of paring away the calluses of woe and grief to reveal the bright light of commitment. Even in the hands of a lesser writer than Moody, the mansion's endless weekend processions of over-the-top wedding affairs would provide plenty of material for mirth. But when Eileen's former fiancé, a certified, beret-wearing charlatan named Bryce, turns up at the mansion to wed a new intended, Andrew's raging grief bursts through his acceptable demeanor of ironic melancholy. Clad in his old chicken mask, Andrew showers Bryce not with the traditional rice, but with the ashes and bones of his cremated sister. And why not, this story seems to calmly ask. After all, what could be more absurd, more grotesque than death itself? As a story, Demonology is much more raw than Mansion on the Hill, and that's the brilliance of its placement in this collection. Since it comes at the end of the book, Demonology predictably should be more resolved, more accepting of the death, here by a freak heart seizure, of the unnamed narrator's sister. Instead, it's rambling, indecisive, and vividly elegiac. The story opens on Halloween, and here's part of its dizzying, paragraph-length first sentence. They came in twos and threes, dressed in the fashionable Disney costumes of the year, Lion King, Pocahontas, Beauty and the Beast, or in the costumes of televised superheroes, Protean, shape-shifting, thus arrayed in twos and threes, complaining it was too hot with the mask on. Hey, I'm really hot. Lugging those orange plastic buckets as the parents tarried behind, grown-ups bantering about the schools or about movies, about local sports, about their marriages, about the difficulties of long marriages, kids sprinting up the next driveway, kids decked out as demons or superheroes or dinosaurs or as advertisements for our multinational entertainment providers, beating back the restless souls of the dead in search of sweets. If you really want to hear about it, as Holden Caulfield would say, the rest of Moody's stories in demonology concern stuff like yuppies homesteading in Hoboken, middle Americans trying to get rich quick by raising ostriches, and Cheever-esque suburbanites staring at their own mortality in the bottom of a martini glass. Those stories are mostly fine, but the two tales that frame this collection are in a different short story stratosphere altogether.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Demonology, a collection of short stories by Rick Moody.